Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Today on CityCast Pittsburgh. Will construction ruin your commute? PennDOT recently announced new projects in the Pittsburgh area, and we've got the details on what roads you might want to avoid and what bridges are getting fixed. It's Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Mallory Fulk, and here's what Pittsburgh is talking about. I'm here with producer Sophia Lowe. Hey, Sophia.
Hey, Mallory.
And hey, Pittsburgh newsletter editor Francesca DeBecco.
Hey, guys. Good to be on mic with you today.
So, Francesca, you drew our attention to the fact that PennDOT just put out some information about upcoming and continuing construction projects. And I know destroyed commutes are a favorite talking point of Pittsburghers.
Yep, Governor Josh Shapiro announced projects for a few counties, including Allegheny. And according to a press release from PennDOT, in the Pittsburgh region, there's going to be more than 58 projects with an estimated investment of $519 million into our roads and infrastructure.
That's a pretty big chunk of money.
Good. We need it.
Yeah, definitely.
Are there any particular roads that you're especially peeved about, Sophia?
I know there's money going to fixing bridges, and I have talked about the Fern Hollow collapse board meeting a few times already, but I cannot emphasize how much it freaked me out when they showed pictures of literal cracks in the bridge. Like, if someone was aware there were problems, please fix them.
Yeah, it is pretty terrifying. I have to say, the McKeesox Bridge has been a pain in the neck to deal with lately. I kind of go that way to go to my parents' house, and I'm really excited for that project to be done this year.
Yeah, I personally, the road that infuriates me the most these days, because I'm on it the most, is this like stretch of Butler kind of after the Highland Park Bridge. Uh-huh. It's like potholes galore. It seems like it would be prime for a bike lane, but there is none. I don't think that one is on the list, so I guess I'm just going to have to pray for my tires.
Or campaign for it. This is Mallory's campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can all agree that there are a lot of places where roads can be improved. So let's actually dive into what PennDOT's plans are.
Yeah, and we can start with one of the biggest expenses in Allegheny County, which is replacing the Commercial Street Bridge.
Maybe this is a passenger princess thing, but I'm really horrible at names of roads and bridges and all that. I need landmarks like this bridge is by the park or this road is where the library is, that kind of thing.
I think that's just like a Pittsburgher thing.
Yeah. Okay, but this has happened all my life, way before I moved to Pittsburgh.
There is that phenomenon of the used to be a Pizza Hut.
That works for me too. That's fine.
We all give directions based on where a Pizza Hut used to exist.
Yeah.
So you're not alone, Sophia.
I would agree. This just makes you even more of an adopted Pittsburgher. Aww. I love it. But maybe you just need a little bit more time because we do have so many bridges. So the Commercial Street Bridge is part of the Parkway East.
Okay, that's a big road. I do know that one.
Yeah, and it's along the bottom of Frick Park, like where the 9 Mile Run area is.
Yeah, okay. Like approaching the Squirrel Hill Tunnel.
Okay, then I think I know where that bridge is.
Yeah, so PennDOT estimated this is going to cost about $110 million. Ed Blazina did some reporting for the Pittsburgh Union Progress on some of these PennDOT updates. And he wrote about how the whole bridge replacement process is supposed to work. This is kind of wild to me. They're going to build a bridge next to the Commercial Street Bridge, then demolish the original one, and then move this new one into its place.
What? That's really funny. I know that it's not practical to, like, completely take away the bridge and have people take a whole new detour while the next bridge gets built in that place. I do like the mental image of these two bridges side to side, but I cannot fathom how you, like, move a bridge over.
Yeah, like, how do you just, like, push it over?
I think we're going to need to take a field trip to watch this unfold in real time. So, you know, there will definitely be a closure at some point. But Ed's story mentioned that the bridge demolition isn't planned until 2026. Mark your calendar to go watch. But yeah, this isn't something that should require a complete change in your commute for a little while.
Yeah. PennDOT's website includes more info about how there's going to be lane closures and shoulder closures, though, so you can expect some construction on the bridge earlier. But did you guys know that the new bridge is supposed to get a special color?
Ooh, I did not know that. Tell me more.
Yeah, so there was a vote on what color the bridge should be, and it was between green and, quote, weathering steel, which was just brown.
That's a misleading name. Steel should be the color of, like, new steel.
Yeah.
Silver, shiny.
I mean, did they really think there was going to be a contest in terms of the votes? Like, these are not equal options.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, a really ugly, like, puke-colored green?
That's true. Are we talking, like, split-pea soup green?
Right. Well, I like the democracy of it all, you know, giving people some input opportunity. PennDOT's website calls it Greenfield Green, which I love. Mm-hmm.
Can you describe the color for us, Francesca? What is a greenfield green?
Well, I'm pulling up the picture.
I'm also looking at the pictures. This isn't a color description, but it looks really nice with the trees and the grass.
Yeah.
Very naturey.
It does blend. And, you know, I'm looking at it on, like, PennDOT's website. It literally looks like PennDOT's, like, green color in their logo, too.
Oh, so it's actually PennDOT green.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they put the weathering steel up against it. So they know they'd win. Everyone associates with this PennDOT.
There you go. Good branding.
Well, there are a few other improvements that are maybe a little less colorful, but coming to the East Parkway, like the Churchill to Monroeville Betterment Project. This is another one of the big budget items for Allegheny County. The estimated cost is $70 million.
Okay, so what's going into this?
Yeah, so part of this is just more maintenance and updates for bridges.
More bridge care, yes.
Something we can all get behind.
Yeah.
KDKA did a piece about this back in 2023, and they're putting some new asphalt down. So that should mean a smoother drive, which I think everyone can appreciate. But the bridge aspect is a major part of the betterment project, and someone from PennDOT said there's going to be work done on 11 different bridges.
Yeah, so clearly I'm all for more work on bridges, but repaving the roads and doing the bridges sounds like a lot of work, so I guess there might be more serious delays for this particular project.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. Some of the three-lane parts of the parkway are going to be down to two lanes or even to one lane.
I don't need to go to the East Parkway often, but it just makes me appreciate it so much more that we work mostly remote, although we are in the recording studio today. Yeah, it's I feel for those folks who are regularly taking that area.
I mean, the good news is that when the parkway does go down to just one lane, it's going to be on weeknights and weekends. So fingers crossed, hopefully that doesn't cause like giant traffic jams all the time.
Definitely. And before we move on, I just want to shout out a few more new bridge projects coming. There's the Charles Anderson in Oakland, Birmingham in the South Side, those that are over the old William Penn Highway, and there's going to be a demolition of one on Route 51. So lots to look out for.
Hey, Pittsburgh. I want to tell you about a real Steel Town hero. Mary Cardwell Dawson was just the coolest. Not only was she the proprietess of that gorgeous Victorian mansion on Apple Street in Homewood, but inside it, she presided over the National Negro Opera Company. She founded guilds for other Black singers all over the nation, and she was a mentor for fellow opera singers from here to Washington, D.C. And lucky for you, our modern Pittsburgh Opera has a show celebrating her legacy. Get your tickets now for The Passion of Mary Cardwell Dawson. It's at the Byam Theater through May 5th. And don't be nervous if you're new to opera. The show is in English. It's just over an hour and features a little dialogue for folks to follow along. Tickets start at just $15, and there are all kinds of discounts and special offers for students, teachers, seniors, and veterans. Get your tickets now in our show notes for the Pittsburgh Opera. That's at pittsburghopera.org.
So another update from PennDOT that I want to share. I think you'll really love this, Francesca. This is an improvement to McKnight Road, or as you call it, McKnightmare.
Yes, please. I feel like I just disassociate. I'm not even driving there, but I'm in the passenger seat and I hate it. I don't like it.
I mean, even if you're not driving, you're on the road. If it's a bumpy ride or like there's a lot of stopping and starting, just like that still gets uncomfy.
And there's just so many lanes and so it's just so much.
Well, this project's already started, so maybe you've run into extra traffic, construction, or even more of a headache if you've been down there recently.
On the way to the Asian food store.
Exactly. This started back in February, so there's some lane restrictions, and what you can look forward to is better paving, new signs, and work on some of the drains on that road, and obviously there are more things, but I think paving is something that hopefully makes your ride a little more comfy, Francesca.
Good. Yeah, there's so many potholes.
Yeah, and in that KDKA piece that Mallory referenced, there was also info about the McKnight Road project. Apparently, the surface of the road hasn't gotten major care in about 15 years.
It's time.
Yeah, definitely. And the PennDOT executive said that this work will stretch into 2025 up until the fall.
Yeah, so it's going to get worse before it gets better, as always.
So, I mean, I know probably we all already allot some extra time to sit in traffic around McKnight Road. Guess you got to add to that. But how much is all of this work going to cost?
PennDOT says almost $27 million. Francesca, do you think that's enough money to fix McKnight?
I don't know. I'm not a professional, but you can always use more.
Well, there's a slightly less expensive project that caught my eye. I guess in the past few years, there have been several crashes on Route 28 where a driver was going the wrong way.
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah. Sorry, Sophia. I'm not trying to introduce more fears into your commute, more terror.
Huh.
But yeah, you might want to, you know, watch out when you're on Route 28. But the good news is that PennDOT's going to be installing these big lights there that will flash if a driver gets on a ramp going in the wrong direction.
Oh, wow.
And then PennDOT and emergency personnel will also get an immediate alert when this happens so they can blast messages on overhead signs, letting drivers know that there's somebody coming toward them in the wrong direction.
That's extremely important. I'm really glad that that's happening. I feel like we need more of these like big flashing lights.
I know. I'd never heard of something like this before. And I mean, I have to admit that especially at night when I'm driving, I'm always extremely anxious that I'm going to take the wrong ramp, go the wrong way and cause like a 10-car pileup.
Ugh.
So I am very on board with this specific project. It's expected to cost about $4 million and crews are going to start work this summer and they're expected to be finished by next fall.
So one of the quicker ones, too. I feel like we've been talking super long term because some of it is going to take years. But PennDOT also named a few projects that should be finishing up this year. That includes bridge preservation projects like the one on Smithfield Street and work on the Neville Island Bridge. And there's also one on the William Penn Highway that's also going to be wrapping up.
And like we mentioned at the top of the show, there are hundreds of millions of dollars being poured into infrastructure here. So if you're interested in reading about other projects that are in the works, we'll put a link in our show notes to PennDOT's release and that article we mentioned by Ed Blazina in the Pittsburgh Union Progress.
I know we've been talking about bigger construction projects, but I want to also mention some improvements that are happening outside of PennDOT. One big complaint I always see from Pittsburghers is the sad state of our sidewalks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But Mayor Ed Gainey and his administration announced funding for better sidewalks in the Hill District and Larimer. So that is definitely a win.
Oh, that's awesome. I know when we talked to Mayor Ed Gainey, he talked about how he thinks sidewalks are a sexy issue.
What?
Yeah, we ran it in the newsletter with that, too, didn't
we? I know. No, I remember, but I just, like, that's still my reaction. Is like, that's how you would describe it? Okay.
Well, I'm imagining,
nice
like, a little, like, chunk
it.
Of sidewalk with, like, mascara and heels, like, beckoning people over.
I mean, it's a real life issue.
Right.
Like, I don't think we need to be sexualizing it. Like, I guess if it's what gets people to actually pay attention to the need for sidewalk repairs, then fine, Gainey, call it sexy. But, you know, anyways.
Well, it's so important that we're all able to actually navigate our neighborhoods and the city. So
tell us
more about the project, Francesca.
Yeah, exactly. The project includes replacing sidewalks and ADA ramps. There's going to be over $700,000 put into these efforts, and the project's going to be finished by 2026. I know that seems like a long time, but there's going to be work from Heron to Center Avenue and on the Boulevard of the Allies in the Hill District and construction in Larimer from the Larimer Avenue Bridge to Carver.
Another part of the city's press release was an announcement about some money for a marked bike trail on 2nd Avenue. That's exciting for me as a cyclist. I hope they continue making improvements because there's some really scary spots downtown where you're kind of taking your life into your own hands when you're on a bike instead of driving.
Yeah. And speaking of getting to downtown, or I guess back and forth from downtown, everyone is probably getting tired of hearing about the Monongahela Incline shutting down.
Wait, I was out of town for a few weeks. It's out of service again?
Yep, yep. And this time, Pittsburgh Regional Transit plans to commission an independent review since, you know, it's been closed several times within the last year.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing like a little bit of a news detox when I was on parental leave, but I feel like every time I peeked at the news to see what was happening, there was like a new announcement about the Mon Incline being down. What can commuters do in the meantime?
Yeah, they're running shuttle buses and they're operating during regular incline service hours, but they're working to figure out how to get shuttle vans with wheelchair lifts. So stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm. I hope they can figure out how to get the incline fixed because it's so iconic.
Same here. But as something to look forward to is that there are a ton of upcoming tea projects in the South Hills.
Yes. So exciting to get some tea updates. Light
the rail. Tea on the tea.
Yeah, the tea on the tea. Yes. Over the next 5 years, PRT will work on $150 million in improvements along the South Hills light rail. There will be a complete shutdown of parts of the T system starting next month as Pittsburgh Regional Transit begins to replace some rails and tracks. But they're also rehabilitating the Panhandle Bridge across the Monongahela River, and they're upgrading stations at Station Square, Dormont Junction, and Belasco.
So once the construction on the T starts, how can Pittsburghers get around?
Yeah, so there's going to be temporary bus routes that will sort of fill in the gaps when the T service is down. So keep an eye out on PRT's website for updates so you can make sure that you know what to do on your commute.
Okay, so to my passenger princesses in the room, how are you feeling about all these updates?
Fine. I just plug in where I need to go on transit if I'm taking public transportation and just do whatever it tells me.
Transit, for those who aren't lucky enough to know, is a phenomenal public transit app that Sophia recently introduced me to. Francesca, may the coming years bring an end to the McNightmare on McKnight.
Let's hope so. Happy commuting.
That's all for today here on CityCast Pittsburgh. If you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend, give us a rating, leave us a review, and subscribe to our Hey Pittsburgh newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. See you then.
Give me the Pantone.